This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister are holding talks later today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since 2011's NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting, or will visit, the U.S.-Mexico border Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris' visit visited Guatemala, Mexico, earlier this month, pointed telling migrants, do not come to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African countries. Former Philippine President Benigno Aquino III has died. The son of the pro-democracy icon who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong's pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper officially shut down Thursday after issuing its final print edition. Scores of Hong Kongers lined up at newsstands across the city well before dawn to buy 1 million copies of Apple Daily's final edition. Reporters gathered on the rooftop of Next Digital's building throughout the night, beaming their mobile phone lights on the crowd below in a show of solidarity. Apple Daily and its 73-year-old publisher, Next General founder and owner Jimmy Lai, have been the target of Hong Kong authorities since China imposed a strict national security law last June in response to massive and sometimes violent anti-government protests in 2019. Hong Kong authorities have cited dozens of articles published by Apple Daily, it says, violated the security law, which targets anyone authorities suspected of carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a trafficking of illegal guns, drop in crime. When the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they're not idle this summer, but that would all be voluntary. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his crime plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. A man involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to two charges as part of a plea deal to cooperate with investigators probing the riot. Graydon Young, a member of the right-wing group called Oath Keepers, was accused along with 15 other members of conspiring to block the certification of the 2020 presidential election. In the past 2 weeks, four others involved in the riots have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Nearly 500 have been charged with various crimes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.